Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
Let's go to Romans 1:16.
Lad os gå til Romerne 1:16.
I want to talk about divine healing from living in the redemptive realities in our life.
Jeg vil gerne tale om guddommelig lægedom og leve i den forløsende kraft i vores liv.
Virkelighed. And I came now from, well, where was it? South Italy? What's the name? The city in South Italy? Napoli. I was in Napoli just now.
Jeg var i Napoli.
And, you know, South Italy is very special. It's like people speak, everybody speak.
Syditalien er meget speciel. Alle taler bare.
I mean, you go into a meeting.
What? Er han ikke på? Du er åbenbart ikke på.
Not on. Okay. So it's everybody is speaking and full of life.
Alle taler og er fuld af liv.
There's no order.
Der er ikke ligesom en orden. Alt er bare liv.
Just like in Jesus' time.
Ligesom på Jesu tid.
And so we rented a hotel place to preach.
Så vi lejede et hotel, hvor vi talte.
And it was just packed with people.
Og der var bare maybe 50 med mennesker,
people or 60 people.
Omkring 50-60 mennesker.
Brand new church.
En helt ny kirke.
We just started this. The pastor's wife had done it over the net.
Som lige var startet, og pastors fruen havde annonceret det over nettet.
No, she had evangelized the people.
Når hun havde
net.
Evangeliseret over nettet.
And we came down.
Og vi kom derned.
We saw the reality.
Og vi så virkeligheden.
So it was like 60 people on the meeting.
Så der var omkring 60 mennesker på mødet.
South Italians.
Syditalienere. Der var bare liv.
So then we were preaching.
Så vi prædikede.
While I was preaching, everybody was quiet.
Og mens jeg prædikede, så var alle stille.
And it was full of sinners.
Og det var fyldt med syndere.
Full of sick people.
Og fyldt med syge mennesker.
And so then I said, how many wants to get saved? Maybe 30-40 people got saved.
Og jeg sagde, hvor mange ønsker at blive frelst, og der var omkring 30-40 mennesker, der ville.
And I thought.
Og jeg tænkte.
I stay here for 30 days.
Jeg bliver her i 30 dage.
I can have a church with 2,000 people.
Jeg kan jo have en kirke her på 2,000 mennesker.
On 30 days at least.
På 30 dage i det mindst.
Because I know the feeling when the harvest is there.
Fordi jeg mærker fornemmelsen af, hvornår høsten
and
er der.
And when the harvest is there, it's totally chaos.
Og når høsten er der, så er det total kaos.
And people they jump into the kingdom of God.
Mennesker, de bare løber ind i Guds rige.
And I love it because I'm a missionary, so I love this feeling with totally chaos and no order.
Jeg elsker den her følelse af total kaos, ingen orden.
And a lot of people saved, a lot of people healed.
Og mange mennesker frelste, og mange mennesker helbredte.
You know, there's no everything, nothing function, but people get saved and healed.
Og der er ligesom ikke noget, der fungerer, men mennesker, de bliver frelst, og de bliver helbredt.
And so then, when I was going to pray for the sick.
Så da jeg skulle bede for de syge.
Everybody was talking. Even I had the music on, very loud. They talk louder.
Så selv da jeg skulle bede for de syge, så talte alle bare i munden på hinanden. Selvom musikken var høj, så
really
talte
loud.
Folk bare endnu højere.
And then the first miracle happened.
Og så skete det første mirakel.
One had a broken back and a broken neck and you know
en,
dysfunction.
En der havde brækket ryggen og brækket nakken og
dysfunction.
Dysfunction.
And the Lord healed him.
Og Herren helbredte ham.
And I said, let's hear the testimony.
Og så sagde jeg, lad os høre vidnesbyrdet.
Wow, yeah. Ooh. And then back to the talking.
Og alle jublede, og så var de tilbage til at snakke igen.
And that's actually how it was on Jesus' time.
Og sådan var det faktisk på Jesu tid.
Jesus is a Jew, he's not a Dane, right?
Jesus, han var jøde, han var ikke dansker.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
They were not quiet, they were talking.
Du var meget stille her. De talte.
They were doing all kind of stuff, right?
De gjorde alle mulige ting.
And that is revival.
Det er vækkelse.
We're going to see revival.
Og vi vil se vækkelse.
Soon in Denmark.
Snart i Danmark.
Because we want to see revival in Denmark.
Fordi vi vil se vækkelse i Danmark.
We want a little chaos.
Vi vil have lidt kaos.
That break all the religion off.
Som bryder med alt det der religiøse.
So we don't have all this nice Christianity.
Så vi ikke har al den her fine kristendom.
But we actually go and help the people.
Men vi faktisk går ud og hjælper mennesker.
So the next one that was healed was one that had a broken shoulder.
Så den her der blev helbredt havde en havde en brækket skulder.
She had 2 days to the operation.
Og der var 2 dage til hun skulle opereres.
And I said, but Jesus can operate you.
Så sagde jeg, men Jesus kan jo operere dig.
And she got operated.
Så hun blev opereret.
One second.
Sådan på et sekund.
And she was totally shocked.
Og hun var fuldstændig i chok.
She went, man, it works, right?
Man, det virker jo.
And so we had a wonderful time.
Så vi havde en vidunderlig tid.
That was my trip in Italy.
Det var min tur til Italien.
And of course, we love to hear the miracles when they happen instantly.
Og selvfølgelig elsker vi at høre de her øjeblikkelige helbredelser.
And I don't know how much faith anybody has, to be honest.
Men jeg ved ikke hvor meget tro folk har, for at være helt ærlig.
Including me.
Inklusive mig selv.
So we say we have faith, but you know, I wonder how much faith
so
we really
vi
have.
Så vi siger vi har tro, men jeg undrer, eller jeg tænker, hvor meget tro har vi virkelig?
When it comes to reality.
Når det kommer til virkeligheden.
I mean, we see somebody die of cancer. How much faith do you really have?
Hvis vi ser der er nogen der er ved at dø af kræft, hvor meget tro har du
And
så virkelig?
We can have faith.
Vi kan have tro.
Jesus is our faith.
Jesus er vores
tro. And I want to speak about this aspect to resist the devil, he will flee from you.
Og jeg vil tale om det her med at stå djævlen imod, så skal han flygte fra dig.
But anyway, I was in Siena in the summer.
Men jeg var i Siena.
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 Italy.
Italien.
So I thought I should have summer vacation.
Og jeg troede jeg skulle have ferie.
So I had 6 summer conferences that.
Så jeg havde 6 sommerkonferencer.
I thought incredible, so much.
Det var
But so I was in Siena.
Men jeg var der i Siena.
And there's always a need.
Der er altid et behov.
The whole world is crying out because they need help.
Hele verden råber ud, fordi den behøver
and
hjælp.
And we are the one that's going to help them.
Og vi er dem, som skal hjælpe dem.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Say me.
Sig mig.
Say my hands.
Mine hænder.
So we are the one that's going to pray for the sick,
right? Så vi er dem, som skal bede for de syge.
And God uses everybody.
Og Gud han bruger alle.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to be a preacher. You
du
just have to.
Du behøver ikke at være prædikant.
You have to be willing.
Du skal bare være villig.
To help somebody.
Til at hjælpe nogen.
And then you will see the Lord work.
Så vil du se Herren virke.
So in Siena.
Så i Siena.
The, you know, there they also speak a lot.
Der taler de også meget.
So he said, we have this guy dying of cancer.
Så har vi den her fyr der er ved at dø af kræft.
He can't be on the meeting. He's too sick.
Han er for syg til at være med på mødet.
We take him out of the hospital. You can pray for him before the meeting, and then we take him back to the hospital.
Du kan tage ham ud fra hospitalet, og så beder vi inden mødet, og så tager du ham tilbage
and
til
sygehuset. So they come. He's here. He's here.
Så kommer de. Han er her. Han er her.
So I go out, and he has plastic tubes and.
Så jeg går ud, og han har slanger ligesom over.
So I lead him to Jesus.
Så jeg led ham til Jesus.
A short prayer.
Og bad.
In short prayer.
In kort bøn.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
You know, we pray prayer. Faith saves the sick, not the begging, right?
Og det er troen, som.
The prayer faith.
Troens bøn, som helbreder, og ikke at vi tigger.
We are not beggars.
Vi er ikke tiggere.
We are sons and daughters of God.
Vi er Guds sønner og døtre.
We have authority in
God. Vi har autoritet med Gud.
So we pray fast.
Så vi bad hurtigt.
We and then we let the Lord work.
Og så lod vi Herren virke.
And so two weeks later.
Så 2 uger senere.
I get a message.
Så fik jeg en besked.
He's out of the hospital.
Han er ude af hospitalet.
I thought, what? Who's out of the hospital? I already forget.
Jeg havde allerede glemt det, så jeg tænkte, hvem er ude af
det? He said, no, it's this guy.
Nej, det var denne her fyr.
Which guy?
Hvad for en fyr?
The guy that was dying. Den, he's out.
Ham der var ved at dø.
And if you had seen him, he was a skeleton, right? He was
really. Hvis du havde set ham, det var bare skin og ben.
Skeleton with tubes out of the neck, right?
Det var bare med hoved på.
And then the Lord healed him.
Og så helbredte Herren ham.
So God wants to do mighty miracles.
Så Gud vil gøre mægtige mirakler.
And he also do it over the phone.
Og det kan han også gøre over telefonen.
So one of my friends called.
En af mine venner ringede.
They always call.
De ringer altid.
I even when I'm home, can you pray for this? Can you pray for that?
Også når jeg er hjemme, kan du bede for det? Kan du bede for det?
It's like okay, I pray again.
Ja, jeg beder igen.
But it's wonderful they call.
Men det er vidunderligt, de
But
ringer.
But this guy, he was also dying.
Men den her fyr, han var også ved at dø.
And he was a doctor.
Og han var læge.
And he was 40 kilo.
Og han var 40 kilo.
And then now I got the message.
Now
I got the message.
Og nu fik jeg budskabet.
He is healed.
Han er helbredt.
And 3 weeks later he was married.
Og 3 uger senere var han gift.
Oh, this is incredible.
Det er utroligt.
I mean, I'm 40 years later, I'm not even married.
Jeg er 40 år bagud, og jeg er ikke engang gift.
This doctor must have real faith.
Den her tro, han må have virkelig tro.
Or else he married somebody who was half blind.
No. What? Eller han havde giftet sig en mand, der var halvblind.
It was a joke.
Det var en joke.
But now I want to say, Jesus is the same.
Jesus er den samme.
Yesterday, today, and forever, right?
I går og i dag og til evig tid.
And when we talk about divine healing, we have to understand we don't go against nurses, doctors, dentists, and all these things. We're not against medicine.
Når vi taler om guddommelig helbredelse, så er vi jo ikke imod læger og sygeplejersker og medicin og
I was reading John G. Lake. He said if you go to the doctor, you go to the devil, right?
But oh, jeg har læst John G. Lake, og han sagde hvis du går til lægen, så går du til djævlen.
So okay, we compromise a little bit.
So we går lidt smule på kompromis.
So we can stay alive.
Så vi kan ligesom holde os levende.
But I understand what he says.
Men jeg forstår hvad han siger.
And what he is saying is
og det han siger
that we, our trust has to be in God only.
Vores tro må være kun på Gud.
It doesn't matter if you go to a doctor, your trust is in God.
Og det spiller ingen rolle hvis du går til lægen, men din tro er til Gud.
You have to trust him.
Du må stole på ham.
Okay, trust him.
Stole
and
på
then
ham.
You have to act your faith like the Lord do what he says.
Og så må du aktivere din tro
you
som Gud siger.
You have to act your faith.
Act your faith.
Handle
på din tro.
You just have to do like it's a reality, right?
Og du må bare gøre det som om det er virkeligheden.
Because then it will manifest.
Fordi så vil det manifestere sig.
You cannot save yourself, heal yourself, deliver yourself. You cannot do these things. You have to believe it's already done.
Du kan ikke frelse dig selv eller helbrede dig selv, men du må tro på at det allerede
er sket.
Og sæt dig selv fri.
You have to act on truth.
Du må handle på sandheden.
You have to because I saw when there were it was actually very good worship today, right?
Og det var faktisk rigtig god lovsang i aften.
Really, it was good, right?
Det var vældig godt.
So the worship has increased better and better.
Så lovsangen bliver
better
bedre
and better,
og bedre.
Right? And that's wonderful because
og det er vidunderligt.
When you feel the anointing.
Når du mærker salvelsen.
I mean, most worship I feel like falling asleep.
Og de mest lovsang selvfølgelig er for at falde i søvn.
Here I actually felt good, right?
Her havde jeg det faktisk godt.
I mean, I could feel Jesus, right?
Jeg kunne mærke Jesus.
And that's a good thing.
Og det er en god ting.
Some worship I come to, I don't want to say I feel like devil, but I feel the devil. But almost.
No, I love songs again. I næsten mærke djævlen. Nej,
almost, right?
Næsten.
Because in heaven there's joy.
I himlen er der glæde.
We have victory.
Vi har sejr.
We live in joy.
Og vi lever i glæde.
The world has no joy.
Verden har ingen glæde.
But God has given us a spirit of joy.
Men Herren har givet os en ånd af glæde.
Love and peace and victory.
Kærlighed, fred og sejr.
And we have to live this victorious life.
Og vi må leve det her sejrende liv.
When we die we go to heaven.
Når vi dør så går vi til
himlen. Then it's real joy.
Så er det ægte glæde.
And here on earth where everything is wrong.
Men her på jorden hvor alt er forkert.
We have to live in the joy of the Lord.
Så må vi leve af Herrens glæde.
We can't live in depression.
Vi kan ikke leve i depression.
We have to rejoice always.
Vi må glæde os altid.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
I mean if you focus on Jesus you can rejoice, right?
Hvis du fokuserer på Jesus så kan du glæde dig.
But if you focus on what's happening in the world.
Men hvis du fokuserer på det der sker i verden.
Takes hope away from you.
Så tager det håbet væk fra
but
dig.
Jesus is coming very soon.
Fordi Jesus kommer meget snart.
And I'm very happy he's coming soon.
Og jeg er meget glad for at han snart kommer.
The devil cannot scare us. The worst thing, the best thing that happens is we die. We go to heaven, right?
Djævlen kan jo ikke skræmme os, for det bedste der sker, det er jo at vi dør og kommer til himlen.
We live forever.
Vi lever jo for evigt.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
And the world really don't have that, right?
Og det har verden ikke.
No, because they're not saved, right?
Nej, fordi de ikke frelste.
Let's go to Romans 1:16.
Romerne 1:16.
I don't have my Bible, so I have to brand new Bible.
Det her er en helt ny Bibel.
It's her Holy Ghost Bible here.
En Helligånds Bibel.
Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
For jeg skammer mig ikke ved evangeliet.
It's the power of God to salvation.
Fordi det er Guds kraft til frelse.
For everyone who believes, for Jew first and also for the Greek.
For enhver som tror både for jøder først og for græker.
For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith as written the just shall live by faith.
For i det åbenbares Guds retfærdighed af tro til tro, som der står skrevet, den retfærdige skal leve af tro.
So we must live by faith.
Så vi må leve af tro.
We have to go from faith to faith.
Vi må gå fra tro til tro.
I mean, we are saved by grace.
Vi er frelst af nåde.
Through faith.
gennem tro.
In Jesus Christ alone.
På Jesus Kristus alene.
You can't add anything to it.
Du kan ikke lægge noget til det.
But you can be confused in your head.
Men du kan blive forvirret i dit hoved.
You can be critical in your head.
Og du kan blive kritisk i dit hoved.
You can have a spirit of unbelief.
Og du kan have en ånd af vantro.
It's not the Holy Spirit, right? It's a spirit
of unbelief. Det er en ånd af vantro.
It's a demon.
Det er en dæmon.
We don't want a spirit of unbelief.
Vi vil ikke have en tro af vantro.
Vi vil ikke have det. We will not have a spirit of unbelief, right?
Det er godt, du kan forstå, hvad jeg siger. Yeah. Vi vil ikke have en ånd af vantro.
Yeah. And it's very important, right?
Og det er meget vigtigt.
Because the only thing that hinders you to walk with God is unbelief.
Fordi det eneste, som hindrer dig i at vandre med Gud,
and
det er
vantro. And we can get rid of unbelief.
Og vi kan blive fri for vantro.
By renewing our mind with the Word of God.
Ved at forny vores sind med Guds ord.
Confessing the Word of God.
At vi bekender Guds ord.
And live in the glory of God.
Og vi lever i Guds herlighed.
And we can do that through discipline.
Og det kan vi gøre gennem disciplin.
Now I believe it's all grace.
Og nu tror jeg på, at det er alt sammen er noget.
But I also know if you don't discipline your life.
Men jeg tror også på, at hvis ikke du disciplinerer dit liv.
Your carnal mind will take you over and you will walk in depression and confusion.
Så vil dit kødelige sind tage over og du vil vandre i forvirring og i depression.
Very much in Scandinavia, right?
Og specielt her i Skandinavien.
Especially in the winter.
Og specielt om vinteren.
When there's no sunshine.
Når der ikke er noget solskin.
Then it's like, oh, I have the right to be depressed.
Så har jeg jo ret til at være deprimeret.
No, you don't have. You have the right to rejoice always.
Nej, du har retten til at glæde dig altid.
You have the right to look at Jesus all the time.
Du har retten til at se på Jesus altid.
Because we go through really the end times.
Fordi vi vandrer virkelig i endetiden.
And we have to walk through these times in victory.
Og vi må vandre igennem de her tider i sejr.
Because we don't know what's going to happen
fordi,
the next couple of years,
fordi
right?
Vi ved ikke, hvad der vil ske de næste par år.
But we know we have victory.
Men vi ved, vi har sejr.
Let's go to Hebrews 10.
Lad os gå til Hebræerne 10.
And I think it's 17.
Og jeg tror, det er.
And now she's written so much in the Bible, I can't even read it.
Hun har skrevet så meget her i Bibelen, at jeg ikke engang kan læse det.
Yeah, here it is.
Hebræerne
16.
10, 16.
17. Then he says, and this is important, that sin has been dealt with.
Og det er vigtigt, at der er taget hånd om synden.
2000 years ago.
For 2000 år siden.
Sickness has been dealt with 2000 years ago.
Der er taget hånd om sygdom for 2000 år siden.
The devil has been dealt with for 2000 years
og
ago.
Og djævlen er der taget hånd om for 2000 år siden.
When Jesus died on the cross.
Da Jesus døde på korset.
You died with Jesus Christ.
Da døde du med Jesus Kristus.
You are dead.
Du er død.
You were buried with Christ.
Du er begravet med Kristus.
You are risen with Christ.
Og du er opstået med Kristus.
You are the righteousness of God.
Du er Guds retfærdighed.
You are living with God now.
Du lever med Gud nu.
You live in resurrection power now.
Du lever i opstandelseskraft nu.
God the healer is in you now.
Gud helbrederen er i dig nu.
You are healed now.
Du er helbredt nu.
You are the body of Christ.
Du er Kristi legeme.
There's nothing in you that God don't like.
Der er ikke noget i dig, som Gud ikke kan lide.
You are God's property, right?
Du er Guds ejendom, er det ikke sandt?
Okay, I make mistakes. Okay.
Nej, okay, jeg laver fejltagelser.
Yeah, everybody makes mistakes.
Alle laver fejltagelser.
Everybody.
Alle gør.
That's
det.
Why we need the grace of God.
Det er derfor vi har brug for Guds nåde.
I mean, if you don't have the grace of God, you're going to go to hell, right?
Hvis ikke du har Guds nåde, vil du jo ind i helvede.
Yeah, but do I have the freedom to live in sin?
Jamen, har jeg frihed til at leve i synd?
Yeah, if you really want to live in sin, you're gonna die.
Ja, hvis du virkelig ønsker at leve i synd, så skal du dø.
I mean, God's not gonna hinder you, right?
Gud, han hindrer dig jo ikke.
So God gives us the free choice.
Så Gud giver os det frie valg.
To choose life.
Til at vælge livet.
Blessings.
Velsignelser.
To walk in divine health.
Og til at vandre i guddommelig lægedom.
To walk in freedom.
Til at vandre i frihed.
And to walk in prosperity.
Og til at vandre i fremgang.
This is a free choice we have.
Det er et frit valg vi har.
God wants us to walk in the blessings of the Lord.
Gud ønsker vi skal vandre i Herrens velsignelser.
Right? Poverty will kill you.
Fattigdom vil dræbe dig.
Who wants to be poor?
Hvem vil være fattig?
Oh, give me another electrical bill.
Giv mig endnu en elregning.
Please, Mette Frederiksen, put the el prices up.
Mette Frederiksen, lad elregningen stige.
We need to humble ourselves, get a little more bill here, right?
Vi skal ydmyge os, så lad os få lidt flere regninger.
No, we don't want that, right?
Nej, det ønsker vi ikke.
We want Mette Frederiksen put the el bill down, right?
Vi vil, at Mette Frederiksen, hun skal sænke el.
We actually have windmills. Why do we have to pay a lot of money?
Hvorfor, vi har vindmøllerne. Hvorfor skal vi betale så
and
mange
then
penge?
We have gas in the North Sea.
Og så har vi jo gas i Nordsøen.
Why in the world do we have to pay so much
Hvorfor
money?
Skal vi betale alle de her penge?
This is insane.
Det er jo vanvittigt.
The world is insane, right?
Verden er vanvittig.
It's really cuckoo, right?
Verden er cuckoo.
And then we have to focus on Jesus, right?
Så må vi fokusere på Jesus.
And then God says, I'm El Shaddai.
Og så siger Gud, at jeg er El Shaddai.
I am more than enough.
Jeg er mere end nok.
I am more than enough, no matter what comes against you.
Jeg er mere end nok, uanset hvad der kommer imod dig.
I will take care of all your needs.
Jeg skal tage hånd om alle dine behov.
And he said, I've been preaching 40 years, and I can say now, God has taken care of me 40 years.
Og jeg har prædiket
i 40
år.
God.
Han har taget hånd om mig i 40 år. Han er en trofast Gud.
But if I walk around and look in the natural,
men hvis jeg vandrer rundt og ser i det naturlige,
el prices and all that, I don't even care. It was just Erling that said, how is it with the el prices? I didn't even know, right? Because yeah. I'm never home.
Jeg er ligeglad med de elpriser. Jeg er aldrig hjemme alligevel.
I've gone through many crises.
Og jeg har gået igennem mange kriser.
I didn't even know it was a crisis.
Jeg vidste ikke engang, at vi havde en krise.
I was confessing the word of God,
jeg bekender bare Gud, så jeg tror på Gud.
And then God works.
Og så virker Gud.
And it really works, right?
Og det virker.
We keep on our confession.
Vi fortsætter med vores bekendelse.
And it's the same with healing.
Og det er det samme med helbredelse.
I'm getting older now.
Nu bliver jeg ældre.
I feel like 18.
Jeg føler mig som 18 år.
Maybe next year I feel 16.
Måske så føler jeg mig som 16 år næste år.
Because it says we get younger and younger
all
the time.
Fordi Bibelen siger, at vi bliver yngre og yngre.
But we look ourselves in the mirror.
Men vi ser os selv i spejlet.
We don't look like when we were 20.
Så ser vi jo ikke ud som da vi var 20.
So our body gets older.
Så vores legeme bliver ældre.
And we have to confess the word of God to keep the body strong.
Men vi skal bekende Guds ord for at bevare vores legeme ung.
I'm renewed like an eagle.
Jeg bliver fornyet ung.
I'm strong.
Jeg er stærk.
I can do all things.
Jeg kan gøre
alting. I'm healed by the stripes.
Jeg er helbredt ved Jesus så.
I mean, no young people say, what are you saying? But wait till you become 60, 70.
De siger, hvad er det, du siger? Men bare vent til du bliver 60, 70 år.
Then you will understand.
Så vil du forstå.
That you have to really believe the word of God.
At du virkelig bare må tro Guds ord.
Because then it's the word of God that keeps the body together.
Fordi så er det Guds ord, der holder dit legeme sammen.
And we have to live in this reality.
Og vi må leve i den virkelighed.
That he took our pain and our sicknesses.
At han tog vores smerte og vores sygdom.
He took our emotional pains.
Og han tog vores følelsesmæssige smerte.
He set us free from all damage.
Satte os fri fra alt
and
skade.
I have to walk out in this reality.
Og jeg må vandre i den virkelighed.
Or else it's not going to happen.
Ellers så sker det ikke.
Because when things really attack, you better be full of the word of God.
Fordi når det virkelig kommer angreb, så er det bedst du er fyldt med Guds ord.
But it's better to live in the scripture while you're feeling great.
Og det er bedst at leve i ordet, mens du har det godt.
You build up the faith inside.
Så bygger du din tro op.
You are strong in your mind.
Og du er stærk i dit sind.
You rejoice over what God says.
Og du glæder dig over hvad Gud siger.
Not over what the circumstances says.
Og ikke hvad omstændighederne siger.
You just believe the Bible.
Du tror bare Bibelen.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
And it works.
Og det virker.
It really works.
Det virker.
Now, so let's go to Hebrews 1:17.
Så lad os gå til Hebræerne 1:17.
And then say 10:17.
Nå, 10:17.
It says here. Your sins and your lawless deeds, I will not remember.
Jeg husker ikke længere på deres synd og på deres lovbrud.
Wonderful.
Vidunderligt.
I love that scripture.
Jeg elsker det skriftsted.
Because I remember everything.
Fordi jeg husker alting.
But thank God he doesn't remember.
Men Gud, han husker det ikke.
And then you don't remind God of the mistakes you make.
Så mener du jo ikke stadigvæk Gud om dine fejltagelser.
Because the biggest trick of the devil is to accuse and bring condemnation on your life.
Fordi det bedste trick på djævlen, det er at bringe fordømmelse over dit liv.
And when the price has been paid?
Og når prisen er blevet betalt.
How can it be paid two times?
Hvordan kan det blive betalt to gange?
It can cannot.
Det kan det ikke.
Religion brings you into slavery.
Religion bringer dig ind i slaveri.
Jesus brings you into freedom.
Jesus bringer dig ind i frihed.
And you follow the Lord in that freedom.
Og du følger Herren i den frihed.
You walk with God as best friend in your life.
Så vandrer du med Gud som din bedste ven
this
i livet.
This is very important, right?
Det er meget vigtigt.
Because God wants us to rejoice.
Fordi Gud ønsker, vi skal glæde os.
He wants to be the best friend.
Han ønsker at blive vores bedste ven.
Because you trust your best friend.
Fordi du stoler på din bedste ven.
I tell you.
Jeg siger
it's
dig.
It's really like that.
Det er sådan.
Faith comes by hearing the word, but it also comes in your devotion when you're touched by God.
Og troen kommer af det, som høres, men det kommer også i din overgivelse, når du bliver berørt af Gud.
In your relationship with
God. Din relation med Gud.
When you are quiet with God,
når du er stille med Gud,
then real faith grows.
Så vokser ægte tro.
And that's why now in these stress time.
Det er derfor i de her stressede tider.
Everything tries to get your attention.
Hvor alting forsøger at få din opmærksomhed.
The mobile.
Din mobil.
Og Facebook. This,
Facebook.
TikTok. Whatever this.
Eller TikTok eller hvad det hedder.
Who's writing? Who's this? And who's calling?
Hvem skriver? Hvem ringer?
You must put aside time to God. You must
du
do it.
Du må afsætte tid til Gud.
Really, I
virkelig,
tell you.
Virkelig, jeg siger dig.
Because that will bring you a place of rest.
Fordi det vil give dig det her, den her tid af hvile.
You already have peace with God.
Du har allerede fred med Gud.
But it says, yield yourself to God and His mighty strength.
Men der står overgiv jer til
Gud.
Giv dig selv til Gud og hans mægtige styrke.
And enjoy the peace.
Og nyd freden.
I mean, I scream, but not when I'm with God, right? I don't scream anything.
Jeg råber eller skriger, men ikke når jeg er sammen med Gud.
I enjoy the presence.
Så nyder jeg nærværet.
When I confess the word, it
når
is
jeg bekender ordet,
in the presence of God.
Så er det i Herrens nærvær.
Because he's the high priest on our confession.
Fordi han er vores bekendelses ypperste præst.
Your devotion is the most important thing in your life.
Og din ligesom tid eller overgivelse til Herren.
Din tid med Gud.
Din tid med Gud er din vigtigste tid i livet.
There's nothing more important.
Der er ikke noget der er mere vigtigt.
No matter what you do, you have to give time to the Lord.
Uanset hvad, så må du give tid til Gud.
You have to let the Lord change you.
Og du må lade Herren forvandle dig.
This is all you have to let the word of God change you.
Og du må lade ordet forvandle dig.
Then God will help you.
Så vil Gud hjælpe dig.
Period.
Punktum.
I know the flesh doesn't like, right?
Og jeg ved at kødet kan ikke lide det.
But when I get up on the morning, I don't feel yeah, I'm gonna pray. This is great. Amen.
Når jeg står op om morgenen, så føler jeg ikke ligesom yes, nu skal jeg bede, og jeg har det godt.
I feel like I want to sleep, you know.
Nej, jeg har lyst til at sove
watch
lidt
Facebook,
mere.
Do something else, right?
Eller læse lidt på Facebook eller gøre noget andet.
No, I just do the right thing.
Nej, jeg gør det rette.
And then always I meet God.
Så altid mødes jeg med Gud.
And then God can deal with all the toxic emotions in my life.
Så kan Herren tage sig af alle de her giftige følelser i mit liv.
Unbelief.
Vantro.
Skepticism.
Skepsis.
Criticism.
Kritik.
All these things that are in the church, right?
Alle de ting faktisk der er i kirken.
They poison the whole church.
Det forgifter hele kirken.
And God calls it sin.
Og Gud kalder det synd.
So I come to God.
Så jeg kommer til Gud.
I deal with it.
Så gør jeg noget ved det.
I forgive my family.
Jeg tilgiver min familie.
I forgive everybody.
Jeg tilgiver alle.
Because then I don't have to go to them, right?
Så behøver jeg ikke at gå hen til dem.
It's much easier.
Det er meget lettere.
You forgive. Stay in the forgiveness flow.
At vi forbliver i tilgivelsesflow.
Because it holds together with walking in divine health and divine prosperity.
Fordi det holder det her sammen, at vi vandrer i guddommelig helse og i guddommelig fremgang.
It's very healing to live right.
Det er meget lægende at leve ret.
It brings really a good feeling, right?
Det giver virkelig en god følelse.
Especially when you're married.
Specielt når du er gift.
Don't fight with your husband or your wife.
Slås ikke med din hustru eller med din mand.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Speak nice words.
Tal pæne ord.
Why not speak nice?
Hvorfor ikke tale pæne ord?
I mean, I brought up in a, I don't want to say something bad of my mother and stepfather, but they were fighting all my life, right?
Nu vil jeg ikke sige noget dårligt om min mor og min stedfar, men de slås hele livet.
I mean, only thing I remember was, yeah.
Det eneste jeg husker var det der.
This is not normal, right?
Og det er jo ikke normalt.
It's like insane.
Det er vanvittigt.
And God says peace.
Og Gud sagde fred.
You are the peacemaker.
At I er fredsskaber.
And if you have this, you want to fight, go out and pray in tongues or do something till this fight is finished.
Og hvis
right?
du bare vil slås eller skændes, så gå ud og bed indtil at det forsvinder fra dig og freden kommer.
Because God wants us to walk in peace.
Fordi Gud han ønsker
love
vi skal
and joy.
Vandre i fred, i kærlighed og i glæde.
It is very healthy.
Det er så sundt.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
I mean, because I can be critical.
Jeg kan være kritisk.
But it doesn't help anything.
Men det hjælper jo ingenting.
If I see something wrong, what
hvis
does it say?
Hvis jeg ser noget der er forkert.
Pray.
Bed.
No, I want to fight. No.
Nej, jeg vil slås.
Pray.
Bed.
I had people that want to talk theology with me. I say, shut up, I don't talk with idiots.
Hvis
right?
der er nogen, der vil diskutere teologi med mig, så siger jeg, hold mund, jeg vil ikke diskutere det.
With idiots.
Med idioter.
Why? I don't want to waste my time.
Fordi
on
jeg vil
nothing,
ikke spille
right?
min tid på ingenting.
I want to walk in peace and
jeg
love.
Jeg vil vandre
and
i
joy.
Fred og i kærlighed og i glæde.
I want to love everybody.
Jeg vil elske alle.
I have an old nature. It's not so peaceful. I want that to be buried. Death,
jeg
right?
har en gammel natur, og det er ikke så fredfyldt. Jeg ønsker, at det skal være død og begravet.
I don't want the old nature to rise up, revenge and murder and like that. That's
og jeg ønsker ikke, at min gamle natur skal rejse sig med hævn og mor og alt det
no,
her.
No, I want to walk in peace,
nej,
love
jeg vil
and
vandre
joy.
I fred, kærlighed
I
og glæde.
I want to walk in divine healing
og jeg
and
vil
strength
vandre.
And power and might.
Og jeg vil vandre i guddommelig
lægedommel,
kraft og styrke og i salvensen.
The glory, revival.
Og i herligheden og i vækkelsen.
That's what we want, right?
Det er det vi vil.
But God says you have power to live right.
Og Gud han siger at I har fået kraft til at leve ret.
And so that's how I make my flesh shut up.
Is so
get up in the morning.
Sådan at jeg får mit kød
to shut up.
Til at tie stille, hold mund. Jeg står op om morgenen.
I fill my mind with so much that I can't think anymore.
Jeg fylder mit sind med så meget at jeg ikke kan tænke.
Only the word of God.
Kun Guds ord.
And peace.
Så er der fred.
The whole world looks different.
Og hele verden ser anderledes ud.
When the devil attack, no, I don't believe that.
Og når djævlen angriber, nej, jeg vil ikke tro på
I
det.
I only believe what God says.
Jeg tror bare på det Gud siger.
Flow of the Holy Spirit.
Så flyder jeg med den hellige ånd.
Let's go to 1 John 1.
Lad os gå til 1. Johannes 1.
It's let's see 7, I think.
7.
1 John 1, 7. I can't read it because there's no light. So one day they'll put a light here.
Og en dag så skal vi have et lys her.
After 20 years.
Efter 20.
I said, put a light here so you can read the Bible, right?
There's no light. Lys op her, så vi kan læse Bibelen.
It's everywhere. It's not just here. In every church I go to.
I enhver kirke jeg
you cannot read anything.
Så kan du ingenting læse.
And it's like you think they don't want you to read the Bible.
Så det er ligesom om du tænker, de vil ikke have, at du skal læse Bibelen.
Now they painted all the churches in black because it has to look good on TV. So everything is real black.
Nu har de lavet alting i kirken sort, fordi det skal se godt ud på TV. Det er ligesom djævlen.
Everything black.
Alting sort.
We don't want that. We want light.
Vi vil ikke have det. Vi vil have lys.
Now I have a new phone. I cannot even see where the light is. See, you cannot. It's
no,
you.
I cannot.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. It says here. Yeah, here it is. But if you walk in the light.
Men hvis vi vandrer.
If you to walk in the light.
Mens vi vandrer i lyset.
As he is the light.
Ligesom han er i lyset.
It means if you walk in truth as he is truth.
Hvis du vandrer i sandhed, ligesom han er sandhed.
And that means in everything.
Og det betyder i alt.
Live in honesty.
Lev i ærlighed.
Right? If you are mad.
Hvis du er vred.
Go to God.
Gå til Gud.
Get it out of the system.
Få det ud af dit system.
Don't live with it.
Lev ikke med det.
If you don't walk in forgiveness.
Hvis ikke du vandrer i tilgivelse.
Go to God.
Gå til Gud.
Get it out of the system.
Få det ud af dit system.
Be honest.
Vær ærlig.
That's what it means, right?
Det er det, det betyder.
It's not just acting on the word of God.
Det er ikke bare det at handle på Guds ord.
It's about getting all the unforgiveness, all the junk out of your life.
Det er at få al utilgivelighed og alt junket ud af dit liv.
Because then a lot of healing comes
through
that.
Fordi så vil der komme lægedom igennem det.
Then it says here, then we have fellowship with one another.
Så har vi fællesskab med hinanden.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Og Jesu, hans søns blod, renser os fra al synd.
This is important, right?
Det er det vigtigt.
But God wants us to walk in freedom.
Så Gud ønsker, at vi skal vandre i frihed.
So he says, you come to God.
Så hvis du kommer til Gud.
Give all your burden to him.
Så giv alle dine byrder til ham.
And then you can rejoice.
Og så kan du glæde dig.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
You say you are attacked by sickness. Give your burden to God and thank for the healing.
Hvis du angrebet af sygdom, så giv din byrde til Herren og tak ham, fordi du har fået lægedom.
Thank you, Lord.
Sig tak, Herre.
By your stripes.
Ved dine sår.
I am healed.
Er jeg helbredt.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
You take care of all my needs.
Du tager hånd om alle mine
thank
behov.
You, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
I have a bright future.
Jeg har en lys fremtid.
You have to conquer the battle in your mind.
Og du må ligesom overvinde slaget i dit sind.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
And that means real.
Og det betyder virkelig.
Because we can accept that we allow things in our mind. God said, get rid of it. Get rid of the things that destroy you.
Og vi kan ligesom acceptere, at der er ting i vores sind, men Herren han siger, bliv fri af det.
The things that destroy you.
Så de ting, som ødelægger dig.
A wrong mindset, right?
Et forkert tankesæt.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Let's go to John 4:17.
Lad os gå til Johannes. 1. Johannes 4:17.
It says like this. Here it is. Love has been perfected among us in this that we have boldness on the day of judgment.
Deri er kærligheden fuldendt i os, at vi har frimodighed på dommens dag.
Because as he is.
For som han er.
We are.
Er også vi.
In this world.
I denne verden.
Not going to be.
Ikke skal blive.
But we are.
Men vi
we
er.
We are perfect.
Vi er fuldkomne.
We are holy.
Vi er hellige.
We are righteous.
Vi er retfærdige.
We have the favor of God.
Vi har Guds favør.
We are healed.
Vi er helbredte.
We are delivered.
Vi er udfriede.
We are rich.
Vi er rige.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Now, if you cannot believe, it's not going to work for you.
Hvis ikke du kan tro det, så virker det ikke for
the
dig.
The first step is repent and believe.
Det første skridt er omvend dig og tro.
It's not just repent, right?
Det er ikke bare omvend dig.
It's repent from unbelief.
Det er
believe the truth that sets you free.
Omvendelse fra vantro, fordi at sandheden vil sætte dig fri.
No, then you believe what's true.
Så du tror det, som er sandt.
You have to change your mind.
Du må ændre dit sind.
You must release your faith.
Du må forløse din tro.
In what the Lord says.
I hvad Herren siger.
You resist the devil.
Så står du djævlen imod.
And you release revival.
Og du forløser vækkelse.
God has given authority to you and me.
Gud har givet autoritet til dig og mig.
So said, when you cast the mountain into the sea.
Og at du kan kaste bjerget i havet.
And you believe what you pray, you receive.
Og du tror at det du beder det får tager du imod.
But if you don't do it active, it doesn't work.
Men hvis ikke du lægger en handling til, så virker det ikke.
You have to believe it.
Du må tro det.
You can't hide in church, right?
Du kan ikke gemme dig i kirken.
It is you and God.
Det er dig og Gud.
You have to, and in a family, it's 10 times stronger because if two agree about anything, it
og
will happen.
Og i familie så er det 10 gange stærkere, fordi hvad to bliver enige om, det vil ske.
That's why mostly the people that are married they never pray together because the devil always want to bring division.
Og det er derfor de fleste der er gift, de beder ikke sammen, fordi at djævlen han vil gerne skabe splittelse.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Der bliver jo vældig stille nu. But it's true.
Men det er sandt.
God, the devil wants to bring division, right?
Djævlen, han vil gerne bringe splittelse.
He doesn't want people to pray together, to
han
be
vil ikke,
together.
At mennesker skal be sammen,
he
være sammen.
To, no, I don't like you.
Nej, jeg kan ikke lide dig.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Men det er okay.
But you have to love me.
Men du skal elske mig.
You don't have to like me.
Det er ikke sikkert, du kan lide
but
mig.
But you must love me.
Men du skal elske
because
mig.
Because that's the command of God,
fordi
right?
Det er Guds befaling.
Because we don't like everybody.
Vi kan ikke lide alle.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
It's the truth, right?
Det er jo sandt.
There's just some kind of people you don't like.
Der er jo bare nogle mennesker du ikke kan lide.
But God says you must love them.
Men Gud siger du skal elske dem.
Then it says here.
Så står der.
Love casts away fear.
At den fuldendte kærlighed fordriver frygten.
Because fear involves torment.
For frygt er forbundet med straf.
But he fears is not made perfect in love.
Og den der nær frygt er ikke fuldendt i kærligheden.
For we love him because he first loved us.
Fordi vi elsker fordi han elskede os først.
So we can love everybody.
Så vi kan elske alle.
As long as we are full of the Holy Spirit.
Så længe vi er fyldt af den hellige ånd.
That we walk in the Spirit.
Så vandrer vi i ånden.
We can love all.
Så kan vi elske alle.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
When you're drunk in the Holy Spirit.
Når du er fuld i den hellige ånd.
It's very easy to love people.
Så det er meget enkelt at elske mennesker.
You're just drunk.
Du er bare fuld.
I read Smith Wigglesworth.
Jeg kan lide Smith Wigglesworth.
And he said like this.
Og han sagde sådan her.
Drunk people.
Fulde mennesker.
They speak to a tree.
De taler til et træ.
And Smith Wigglesworth said, you have to be like that.
Du må være sådan, siger Smith Wigglesworth.
Little drunk.
Bliv lidt fuld.
Then you like everybody.
Så kan du lide alle mennesker.
Yeah, wonderful. You're wonderful.
Yeah, du er vidunderlig.
So this is why we have the Holy Spirit, right?
Og det er derfor vi har den hellige ånd.
We are filled.
Vi er fyldte.
We are happy.
Vi er glade.
We are not critical.
Vi er ikke kritiske.
We love everybody.
Vi elsker alle.
And we speak the word of God.
Og vi taler Guds ord.
That's why we need the Holy Spirit.
Det er derfor vi har brug for
helligånden.
Vi prædiker, vi kaster dæmoner ud, vi helbreder de
syge.
Men vi er ikke kritiske.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
This is a good message to the church all over Denmark.
Det her er et godt budskab til kirken over hele Danmark.
Don't drink alcohol, but get full of the Holy Spirit.
Drik ikke alkohol, men bliv, men lad dig fylde af den hellige ånd.
It is better.
Det er bedre.
It works better.
Og det virker bedre.
And there's no hangovers.
Og der er ikke nogle
tømmermænd. That's freedom.
Der er frihed.
But no, we have to be free like the world.
Vi må være frie som verden.
Give me one beer.
Giv
two
mig
beer.
En øl,
the next
øl.
Thing is gonna be, give me some marijuana.
Giv mig some marijuana.
No, we have to be a little like the world.
Vi skal være lidt ligesom verden.
No, Jesus says, come out of the world.
Nej, Jesus sagde, kom ud af verden.
The one who loves the world hates God.
Den som elsker verden hader Gud.
And now I get a lot of enemies, but it's
nu får
okay.
Jeg mange fjender, men alt det
but
er
I don't
okay.
Care.
Men jeg er ligeglad.
Because I'm really fed up with when we compromise.
Jeg er virkelig så fyldt op af alt det her med at gå på kompromis.
I'm tired of people compromising.
Jeg er træt af mennesker der går på kompromis.
The church is holy.
Kirken er hellig.
We are a place where we pray in tongues and cast out devils and heal the sick and walk in the supernatural, get drunk in the spirit and live with God and walk with God and have revival.
Amen.
The church.
Kirken er et sted, hvor vi beder i tunger, hvor vi
kaster
dæmoner ud og
heal the sick,
helbreder de syge
get filled with the Holy
og bliver fyldt af den hellige ånd
saved,
og får mennesker
set people free,
sætter mennesker fri
live in God,
og lever
have
i Gud
revival,
har vækkelse
live in the spirit,
lever i ånden
not like in the world.
Ikke som i verden
because we want life, right?
Fordi vi vil have livet
and this is life.
Og det er livet.
I was brought up in Word of Life in Uppsala.
Og jeg er ligesom opdraget på Livets Ord i Sverige.
I was there many, many years.
Jeg var der i mange år.
In the time of revival.
Mens der var vækkelse.
And we were lined up outside of the church.
Og vi der stod lange køer uden for kirken.
Because we wanted the first seat.
Vi ville have den første sæde eller længst fremme.
I mean, almost people got killed running to the.
Det var lige før, at man næsten seat, kunne blive
there was such a hunger after the Holy Spirit.
Fordi der var sådan en tørst efter Helligånden. Helligånden.
And I mean the Holy Spirit fell, right?
Og Helligånden faldt.
And when the church prayed, it sounded like thunder.
Og når kirken bad, så lød det som torden.
I remember when the English people came, they were shocked. They were really shocked, right?
Og jeg kan huske, da de engelsktalende, de kom, de var virkelig chokerede.
Comes some preacher and then he hears a roar in the whole church.
Der kom en prædikant, og han hørte ligesom det her brøl i kirken.
Did we have resistance? Yeah, we had bombs.
Havde vi modstand? Ja, vi havde bomber.
I mean, the church was bombed. The
kirken
pastor's place was bombed.
Bombet. Pastorens sted blev bombet.
People.
Mennesker blev banket.
But we had revival.
Men vi havde vækkelse.
Were we ashamed of Jesus? No, we're
skammede
not
ashamed. Skammede vi os ved Jesus? Nej, vi skammede os ikke.
What did it do? We created missionaries all over the world.
Hvad gjorde det? Det skabte missionærer over hele verden.
And we are created like that.
Og vi er skabt sådan.
We are mighty in God.
Vi er mægtige i Gud.
And we will get resistance.
Og vi vil få modstand.
When we follow the Lord.
Når vi følger Herren.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
We confront darkness,
vi
right?
Vi konfronterer mørket.
We're not called to be nice.
Vi er ikke kaldet til at være så
we're
fine.
We're called to be very radical.
Vi er kaldet til at være radikale.
If someone says,
og hvis nogen siger,
I love God,
jeg elsker Gud,
and hates his brother,
og hader sin bror,
he's a liar.
Han løgner. Er han en løgner?
For he who does not love his brother who he can see, how can he love God who he cannot see?
For den der ikke elsker sin bror som han har set, kan ikke elske Gud, som han ikke har set.
Then it says, and for this commandment we have from him.
Og dette bud har vi fra ham.
We love must love God, must also love his brother.
Den der elsker Gud skal også elske sin bror.
Right, and so
er det sandt?
We cannot love without revival.
Vi kan ikke elske uden vækkelse.
It's impossible.
Det er umuligt.
You cannot love people if you're not full of the Holy Spirit.
Du kan ikke elske mennesker hvis ikke du er fyldt af den hellige ånd.
When you feel, if I feel like this, it's boring.
Hvis jeg føler sådan, det er kedeligt.
What do I need to do?
Hvad har jeg så brug for at gøre?
I need to go to God so I don't feel bored anymore.
Så må jeg gå til Gud så jeg ikke længere keder mig.
Or else it's bored, right?
Ellers så er jeg jo.
Or else it's boring.
Ellers så er det kedeligt.
You know, I come to church.
Jeg kommer til kirken.
Oh, it's the same.
Det er jo det samme.
Bla 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 bla. Right? And you can be bored where dead are raised. You can still be bored.
Du
right?
Kan kede dig der hvor døde bliver oprejst.
Say, oh, is that all?
Er det det hele?
If I come to God,
hvis jeg kommer til Gud,
I'm not bored.
Så keder jeg
I'm
mig.
On fire all the time.
Jeg er i brand hele tiden.
I need God all the time.
Jeg har brug for Gud hele
I
tiden.
I need the Holy Spirit all the time.
Jeg har brug for den hellige ånd
I
hele
need
tiden.
Healing all the time.
Jeg har brug for lægedom
I need freedom
hele tiden.
All the time.
Jeg har brug for frihed hele
and
tiden.
And I need money all the time.
Og jeg har brug for penge hele tiden.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
I know we live in this real world.
Og jeg ved, vi lever i denne her virkelige
verden. But the first thing is, the devil wants to steal your joy.
Men for det første er, at djævlen ønsker at stjæle din glæde.
And he wants you to be occupied by things that make you depressed.
Og han vil, du skal være optaget af ting, der gør dig deprimeret.
And the best thing you can do is to be active in the church.
Det bedste du kan gøre det er at være aktiv i kirken.
That you don't have time to think about yourself.
Så du ikke har tid til at tænke på dig selv.
Then you feel much better.
Og så føler du det meget bedre.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
I'm too active. I don't have time to think.
Jeg er for jeg er optaget eller aktiv, så jeg har ikke tid til at tænke.
That's cool. I wonder what people say when you don't understand what they say.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark 11.
Markus 11.
Now, so divine healing is really about acting your faith out. It is
guddommelig lægedom, det handler virkelig om at du udlever din tro.
Let's say you have an issue in your soul.
Lad os sige du har ligesom en ting i din sjæl.
You have to believe that the love of God, the healing power of God has set you free
and så må du tro på at Guds kærlighed har sat dig fri.
Not the worst thing you can do is try to get inner healed.
Det værste du kan gøre, det er at prøve på at blive indre helbredt.
Yeah, because it's not in the Bible.
Fordi det står ikke i Bibelen.
It's something we find out we're going to be Christian psychiatrist.
Det er sådan noget vi har fundet på, at vi skal være kristne psykiater.
Oh, I see something wrong with you.
Jeg ser noget forkert med dig.
I come to some Pentecostal. How do you feel? It means there's something wrong with you.
At man kommer til en pinsekirke, og så er det en, der siger, hvordan føler du det?
They bring little condemnation,
og så betyder det, at der bliver lige lagt lidt fordømmelse over dig, fordi der er noget galt med dig. Right. Der er noget forkert med dig.
I'm okay.
Og jeg sagde, jeg har det fint. Hvordan har du det?
Well, I'm tired.
Og jeg er træt.
Yeah, but I'm not tired.
Jamen, jeg er ikke træt.
I'm full of fire.
Jeg er fuld af ild.
Do I have emotional things, issues?
Har jeg følelsesmæssige ting?
Yes.
Ja. Yeah.
All my life.
Hele mit liv.
Every time I have to believe the word of God.
Hver gang jeg skal tro Guds ord.
Every time I have to choose to believe the word of God.
Hver gang jeg ligesom skal vælge at tro ordet.
Instead of my feelings.
I stedet for mine følelser.
Because my feelings do not dictate my life.
Fordi mine følelser dikterer ikke mit liv.
I walk in the promised land.
Jeg vandrer i løfteslandet.
I say this is easy.
Og jeg siger det er let.
I have victory.
Jeg har sejr.
I am healed.
Jeg er helbredt.
God has taken my pain.
Gud har taget min smerte.
I am free.
Jeg er fri.
I am blessed. Right?
Jeg er velsignet.
I make a choice.
Jeg gør et valg.
And we must make that choice.
Og vi må foretage det her valg.
No matter how much it hurts.
Lige meget hvor meget det gør ondt.
Same when you have a physical sickness.
Og det er det samme når du har en fysisk
you
sygdom.
You must make the choice.
Så må du tage det her valg.
That I am healed.
At jeg er helbredt.
I am free.
Jeg er fri.
I am pain free.
Jeg er smertefri.
I am the healing is manifesting in me now.
Lægedommen manifesteres i mig lige nu.
I am free.
Jeg er fri.
The same with bondage.
Og det er det samme med bånd og lænker.
Some people that walk around, I need deliverance.
Og nogle mennesker går omkring og siger, jeg har brug for udfrielse.
I have a demon.
Jeg har en dæmon.
It's right here.
Den er lige her.
I said, where is it?
Hvor er den?
Is that spot here?
Det er den plet her.
I said, you're stupid. You don't have a demon.
Du er dum. Du har ikke en demon.
You have a spot.
Du har en
It's
plet.
Not a demon.
Du har en plet. Det er ikke
no,
en demon.
No, then I feel something here.
Nej,
here.
Jeg mærker noget
It's
her.
It's a demon. It's
det
a demon.
Demon. Det er en demon.
And then we cast it out.
Og så kaster vi den ud.
Oh, I feel good.
Og nu har jeg det godt. Nu
and
føler jeg det
next
godt.
Next day, oh, I feel bad again.
Og nu har jeg det dårligt igen næste dag.
I meet these people, right?
Og jeg møder de her mennesker.
20 years.
I 20 år.
The same problem.
Det er de samme problemer.
If they were asking me how I feel.
Hvis de spurgte mig hvordan jeg har det.
I could also say, oh, I got a demon, right?
Og så kunne jeg også sige, jeg har jo også en dæmon.
No, I don't have a demon.
Nej, jeg har ikke nogen dæmon.
I have Jesus.
Jeg har
I'm
Jesus.
Free.
Jeg er fri.
How do you feel?
Hvordan føler du
I don't care.
Jeg er ligeglad.
I'm a believer.
Jeg er en troende.
I act by faith.
Jeg handler ud fra tro.
I'm free.
Og jeg er fri.
And then freedom comes.
Og så kommer friheden.
I know because I've been in every trap, right? I've been in the time of deliverance.
Fordi jeg ved det, fordi jeg har været i enhver fælde, og jeg har levet i det her med udfrielse.
We were in Word of Life.
Vi var på Livets Ord.
And we screamed like pigs all the time.
Og vi råbte som grise hele tiden.
Because we had to get the demons out.
Fordi vi måtte have de her dæmoner ud.
Because somebody from America said we had 1,000 demons.
Fordi en eller anden fra USA sagde, vi havde 1,000
demoner. Oh, we have 1,000 demons.
Vi har 1,000 demoner.
It's just stupid, right?
Dumt.
It was stupid.
Det var dumt.
Because it's not in the Bible.
Fordi det står ikke i Bibelen.
How about reading the New Testament, right?
Hvad med at læse det nye testamente?
No, it's not there. It's not there.
Det er ikke der.
Yeah, but I feel better when I scream.
Jamen, jeg har det bedre når jeg råber.
Yeah, everybody feel better, right?
Ja, alle føler det bedre.
I mean, you feel, I feel great, right?
Jeg har det godt.
But it doesn't say you live by screaming, you live by faith.
Og der står ikke du lever af at råbe, men du lever af tro.
You live in peace, joy.
Du
love,
lever i fred,
peace.
Kærlighed.
You believe,
glæde.
Right? You believe.
Du tror.
So I've gone through all these different things, right?
Så jeg har ligesom været igen med
but
de her forskellige ting.
Really works.
Men jeg ved hvad der virkelig virker.
Repent.
Omvend dig.
Believe the truth.
Tro sandheden.
Act on the truth.
Handel på sandheden.
Relax.
Slap af.
It's already done.
Det er allerede gjort.
2000 years ago.
For 2000 år siden.
Jesus finished the devil once and for all.
Jesus han gjorde af med djævlen en gang for alle.
And he said, rejoice always.
Og han siger glæd jer altid.
And again I say rejoice.
Og igen jeg siger glæd jer.
When you go through trouble, rejoice.
Når du går igennem problemer, glæd dig.
When your troubles, pray.
Og når du går har problemer, så
proclaim.
Proklamer.
Rejoice.
Glæd dig.
Be happy.
Vær glad.
Don't put boring Christian songs on.
Sæt ikke kedelige kristne sange på.
Put some songs on that's full of life.
Sæt sange på, der er fyldt af liv.
That lift you up.
Som løfter dig op.
That makes you, wow, yeah, I can do it.
Yeah, som får dig til at sige, yes, jeg kan gøre det.
We were in Ukraine.
Vi var i Ukraine.
In Kiev just before the war.
I Kiev lige inden krigen.
And we heard the because I've been traveling in Russia and Ukraine and East Europe and these places.
Og jeg har rejst meget i Rusland og Ukraine og Østeuropa.
And we are used to this music, right?
Og vi er ligesom vant til det her musik.
It's like Word of Life was 20 years ago.
Og det var det som Livets Ord for 20 år siden.
Yeah! You forget all your problems.
Og så glemmer du alle dine problemer.
It's wonderful.
Det er vidunderligt.
I tell you, in Word of Life, the young people, what they do, they take the Word of Life songs 20 years ago.
De unge på livet så nu, de tager de her sange for 20 år siden.
They quit the hill songs, they take the old songs,
so because they're full of life. De skipper ligesom hillsongsen, og så tager de de gamle livets ord sange.
Why?
Hvorfor?
They're full of victory.
Fordi de er fulde af sejr.
Vi skal tage det, vi skal tage det. I mean, we were living like, let's take another nation.
Vi levede ud fra, vi skal tage
another
nationerne.
Another breakthrough, yeah!
Endnu et gennembrud.
Then you come back.
Så kommer du tilbage.
People think you're idiot when you talk like that.
Mennesker, de tror du er idiot når du taler sådan.
I mean, hello, don't you know reality?
Kender du ikke virkelig?
Yes, I know reality.
Ja, jeg kender virkelig.
The reality is the devil always want to hinder revival.
Ja, og virkeligheden er, at djævlen altid vil hindre vækkelse.
Say there can be no revival in Denmark.
At der kan ikke komme vækkelse i Danmark.
Yeah, guess who says that? It's
og
the devil.
Gæt hvem der siger det? Det er djævlen.
Right, God says. This is my nation.
Det er min nation.
Let's start 1,000 churches.
Lad os starte 1,000 kirker.
Let's just do it.
Lad os bare gøre det.
Then that was, who do you think you are?
Og så siger djævlen, hvem tror du er?
Yeah, you are child of God.
Ja, du er et Guds barn.
Everything is possible.
Alt er muligt.
You see, it's always like this unbelief, right?
Se, det er altid omkring den her vantro.
You cannot do.
Det kan du ikke.
You're not good enough.
Du er ikke god nok.
Have you permission from the mini popes?
Har du tilladelse fra minipaverne?
No, I need the permission of the Lord.
Nej, jeg har brug for tilladelsen fra Herren.
And Jesus says, I want 1,000 churches.
Og Jesus siger, jeg vil have 1,000 kirker.
I want a young generation to take the land.
Og jeg vil have, at den unge generation skal tage landet.
People that rise up and say, we just do it.
Og mennesker, der bare rejser sig og siger, lad os bare gøre det.
Then it will happen.
Og så vil det ske.
It will really happen.
Så vil det virkelig ske.
Because that's how it was in old days.
Fordi det var sådan, det var i gamle dage.
I saw now it was a movie from Erling, or from Troens Ord i gamle, old days.
Oh ja, vi så den her Troens Ords video fra gamle dage.
Jørgen Hyllegaard og John Brandstrøm.
Jørgen Hyllegaard og John Brandstrøm.
I remember.
Jeg husker.
The faith.
Troen.
In that time they also said you couldn't do.
Og den gang, der var der også nogen, der sagde, du ikke kunne gøre det.
You cannot do.
Det kan du jo ikke gøre.
Who do you think you are?
Hvem tror du er?
You should never listen to those voices, right?
Lyt ikke til de røster.
You say Denmark.
Sig Danmark.
It's easy.
Det er let.
We take the whole country.
Vi tager hele landet.
Ah, we need churches everywhere.
Vi har brug for kirker
overalt. Every city, house
churches. I hver by, husmenigheder.
And when we get this missionary feeling.
Og når vi får den her missionærsfølelse.
And we go out and do it.
Og vi går ud og gør det.
Then God needs the men and the women.
Så har Gud brug for mænd og kvinderne.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
I'm nobody.
Jeg er jo ikke nogen.
Yeah, then welcome in the club.
Jamen så velkommen i klubben.
That's why I need faith.
Det er derfor jeg har brug for tro.
But you just have to go.
Men du må bare gå.
Everywhere I go.
Overalt hvor jeg går.
I was in Finland.
Om det var i Finland.
I tell them do it.
Så siger jeg gør det.
Yeah, but then I have to work.
Jamen så må jeg jo arbejde.
So, yes.
Yeah.
The word, the harvest is ready. Jesus said
høsten
the harvest is ready.
Er redde. Jesus siger at høsten er klar.
The best thing we can do is to go out.
Det bedste vi kan gøre, det er at gå ud.
And now the time has come.
Og nu er tiden kommet.
For this missionary church.
For denne her missionærskirke.
To mission, make mission of Denmark.
Til at missionere Danmark.
Isn't that great?
Er det ikke fantastisk?
That will be cool, right?
Og det vil
whole family saved.
Hele familier frelst.
And then don't think about what anybody says. Just do it.
Tænk ikke på hvad mennesker siger, bare gør det.
And then once a month.
Og så en gang om måneden.
Have a Holy Ghost rally in
så
the church.
Have sådan et Helligånds rally. Pow! I kirken.
Start new churches.
Og start nye kirker.
This is the word of the Lord.
Det er Guds ord.
Because the time is coming. Jesus is really coming, right?
Fordi at tiden er snart. Jesus kommer virkelig.
And we have to have a harvest.
Og vi må have
but
en
anyway,
høst.
It was divine healing, so I don't want to go into the subject.
Så det handlede om guddommelig lægedom, så jeg vil ikke gå ind i den emne.
And so the Lord wants to use us in the end time.
Og Herren vil bruge os her i endetiden.
And I'm sure.
Og jeg er sikker på.
That God will give you thoughts.
At Gud vil give dig tanker.
Ideas.
Ideer.
What to do.
Hvad du skal gøre.
Some of you are already thinking.
Og nogle tænker allerede.
What shall I do?
Hvad skal jeg gøre?
I was in Skjern preaching.
Og jeg var i Skjern og prædike.
With intermission.
I intermission.
Say intermission.
Sig intermission.
It was wonderful.
Det var vidunderligt.
There was one man from intermission.
Og der var en mand fra intermission.
He got full of the Holy Spirit.
Han blev fyldt af den hellige ånd.
And he had an idea.
Og han havde en idé.
I'm gonna go to the my friends in the mission.
Og jeg vil gå til mine venner i indre mission.
And cast out the devils and pray for the sick and get them filled with the Holy Spirit.
Og jeg vil kaste dæmoner ud og bede for de syge og udfri dem fra dæmoner.
And so what did he get?
So
what happened?
Hvad der skete? Hvad skete der?
People got healed and mennesker filled with the Holy Spirit.
Helbredte og fyldt med Helligånden.
So I was invited.
Så jeg blev inviteret.
And there was 12-14 people.
Og der var 12-14 mennesker.
Coffee table on the farm.
Kaffebord på gården.
Skjern.
I Skjern.
The headquarter of Intermission.
Hovedkvarteret for Intermission.
You can feel all the religious demons in there.
Du kan mærke alle de religiøse dæmoner i luften.
There's a group rising up.
Nu er der en gruppe der rejser sig.
And I start to talk.
Og jeg begyndte at tale.
3 hours.
3 timer.
After 2 hours.
Og efter 2 timer.
Do you want more?
Vil I have mere?
Yes. More.
Ja, mere.
I felt like I preached 1 minute.
Og jeg følte det som om jeg havde prædiket det 1 minut.
They were writing down everything.
Og de skrev det hele ned.
I thought this is incredible.
Og jeg tænkte det er utroligt.
I haven't seen so hungry people for 20 years.
Jeg har ikke set så sultne mennesker i 20 år.
Intermission.
I indre mission.
But the devil says.
But.
Are they grown up baptized?
Djævlen siger, er de voksne døbte?
I don't care.
Jeg er ligeglad.
If they believe in Jesus, they're family, right?
Hvis de tror på Jesus, så er det familie.
There's no water that saves anything.
Der er jo ikke noget vand, der frelser nogen ting.
Say amen.
Say amen.
I was saved before I got baptized.
Jeg var frelst inden jeg blev døbt.
Speaking in tongues, everything.
Jeg talte i tunger hver dag.
And then these Pentecostals, they forced me to get baptized.
Og så tvang de her pinsevenner mig til at blive døbt.
You must be baptized.
Du må blive døbt.
Why? They didn't even know why I had to be baptized.
Og jeg vidste slet ikke hvorfor jeg skulle.
They didn't know.
Nå, de vidste ikke hvorfor jeg skulle.
It was just their religion.
Det var bare deres religion.
Be baptized.
Vær bliv døbt.
Then I got baptized.
Så blev jeg døbt.
What happened?
Hvad skete der?
I got wet.
Jeg blev våd.
Did I get saved?
Blev jeg frelst?
No.
Nej.
I was saved already.
Jeg var allerede frelst.
Did I get baptized in the Holy Spirit?
Blev jeg døbt i den hellige ånd?
No, I was already baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Nej, jeg var allerede døbt i den hellige ånd.
I spoke in tongues.
Jeg talte i tunger.
So, I got wet.
Så jeg blev våd.
And the Pentecostals, they stopped to fight me.
Og pinsevennerne, de stoppede med at bekæmpe mig.
Okay, now you're baptized, you're one of us.
Så nu er du døbt, så er du en af os.
Before I was one of the Lutherans.
Og inden så var jeg en af lutheranerne.
Now you're one of us.
Nu er du en af os.
Now you're not one of us.
Og nu er du ikke en af os.
And we thank God we're all family.
Men tak Gud, at vi alle er familie.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
So I don't care.
Så jeg er ligeglad.
I have fellowship with everybody who believes in Jesus.
Jeg har fællesskab med alle der tror på Jesus.
You can be Lutheran.
Om du er luthersk.
Catholic.
Katolik.
Pentecostal.
Pinse.
Whatever brand.
Hvad end du er.
If you believe in Jesus.
Hvis du tror på Jesus.
Speak in tongues.
Taler i tunger.
You are family.
Så er du familie.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
So if you are baptized in Jesus' name only or not, I don't care.
Så hvis du kun er døbt i Jesu navn og kun, så er jeg ligeglad.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
I'm baptized 2 times.
Jeg er døbt 2 gange.
So I'm really covered.
Så jeg er virkelig dækket.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Maybe we should take another one. No, I'm joking.
Nu laver jeg bare lidt sjov.
So what I'm saying is,
så hvad jeg siger,
let's have revival.
Lad os have vækkelse.
Now.
Nu.
Say amen.
Say amen.
It's in you.
Det er
it's
i dig.
It's burning in your heart.
Og det brænder i hjertet.
Brænde for Jesus.
Og lad det brænde for Jesus.
It sounds almost the same.
Brænd. Hånden for Jesus.
Amen. Hanning for Jesus.
Hanning for Jesus.
We're going to start 10 churches in Hanning.
Vi skal starte 10 kirker i Hanning. Yes.
Why not?
Hvorfor ikke?
To tell you something, when you say statement, I was one place. Where do you want to start churches? Where do you want to start churches?
Jeg var på et sted, og så siger de, hvor vil du starte kirke?
It's none of your business.
Det vedrører ikke dig.
If some people get saved, I start there.
Hvis der er nogen, der bliver frelste, så starter jeg der.
Say amen.
Say amen.
Just a new thought, right?
Det er bare en ny tanke.
Something worked, do it.
Hvis der er noget, der virker, gør det.
That's how we do in Italy.
Det er sådan, vi gør i Italien.
Take a family.
Du tager en familie.
After 1 year, you have church.
Og efter et år, så har du en menighed.
That's how you can do it in Denmark.
Og det er sådan, vi kan gøre det i Danmark.
You get a family.
Du har en familie.
Start a church.
Start en kirke.
And then after 1 year.
Og efter et år.
20-30 people.
20-30 mennesker.
Then you start another group.
Så starter du
then
en anden gruppe. Så en anden gruppe.
And suddenly.
Og pludselig.
Summer conference.
Sommerkonference.
20,000.
20,000.
What happened?
Hvad skete der?
Oh, we just believed.
Vi troede bare.
We just did something.
Vi gjorde bare noget.
Say amen.
Say amen.
I know I'm saying something, but it's true what I'm saying.
Altså nu taler jeg, men det er sandt det jeg siger.
I really believe it.
Og jeg tror det virkelig.
We have to think in a new way.
Vi må tænke og tro på en ny måde.
Because I think things would shake so much in Denmark.
Fordi jeg tror at ting vil ryste så meget i Danmark.
So there's no hope left.
Så der ikke er noget håb tilbage.
People will sit with they don't have money to pay their bills, they all kind of stuff.
Fordi mennesker vil sidde tilbage og har ingen penge til at betale deres regninger.
And then we have the light.
Så har vi lyset.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Father in Jesus name.
Far Jesu navn.
I thank you for all the churches in Denmark.
Så takker jeg dig for alle kirker i Danmark.
Thank you Jesus for a mighty revival in every church.
Takker dig Jesus for en mægtig vækkelse i hver kirke.
And I thank you Lord.
Og jeg takker dig Herre.
And all the hungry souls over Denmark they are screaming to you now.
At alle
what am I gonna do?
Sultne sjæle i Danmark, de råber til dig, hvad skal jeg gøre?
We will bring the answer.
Vi har svaret.
I thank you Jesus.
Og jeg takker dig Jesus.
From city to city.
Fra by til by.
Whole families.
Hele familier.
All the families saved.
Alle familier frelste.
I thank you Jesus.
Jeg takker dig Jesus.
Salvation in the homes.
Frelse i hjemmene.
Healing in the homes.
Helbredelse i hjemmene.
I thank you Jesus.
Jeg takker dig Jesus.
Now the time for harvest is now.
At tiden for høst er nu.
It is now.
Det er nu.
And we're going to take it in.
Og vi skal tage høsten
in
ind.
In Jesus name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
And I see it.
Og jeg ser det.
I really see it.
Jeg ser det.
That the people are crying out to God.
At mennesker de råber ud til Gud.
We must go.
Vi må gå.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Denmark is a huge mission field.
Danmark er et mægtigt missionsfelt.
People are not saved in this
mennesker
country.
Er ikke frelste.
We have to bring it out.
Vi må bringe det ud.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Okay, tonight we're going to pray for the sick.
I aften skal vi bede for de syge.
That was what I was going to preach about.
Og det var det, jeg skulle prædike om, men så kom der noget andet.
But I know.
Men jeg ved.
The harvest is ready.
At høsten er moden.
And I know we have to go.
Og jeg ved, vi må gå.
And we have to find our way.
Og vi må finde en vej.
We'll do it.
Vi skal gøre det.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Tak fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.